Lead yourself. Lead SA.
And with that, we say a welcome back to a repeat visitor, one of our favorite guests, big wave surfer and charity campaigner Greg Burtish, otherwise known as the Little Optimist. And I'm sure you recall we've spoken to him several times before about his efforts to brighten up children's healthcare facilities in Cape Town, spurred on by his own experience of having to spend more than 200 days in hospital as he battled a virus that was attacking his heart. He's gone on to fundraise to repaint the Red Cross Children's Hospital, extraordinary work done at the Maitland Cottage Orthopedic Hospital. His brand, The Little Optimist, speaks of having the courage to try and of never giving up in the face of adversity. And it's a message that he's taking back to the ocean again this weekend. Greg, it's always lovely to have you visit. Welcome back.
Lovely to be back. Thank you, Pippa. Thank you, Cape Town.
Remind us just briefly what the optimist itself symbolizes here, because it's really a baby boat with a very big heart, isn't it?
Yes. So the optimist is a tiny little 8-foot boat that's not very wide, not much more than a bathtub. It's for children to learn to sail. It's a very cute but strange-looking boat. It's got a square sail, and it's short and fat and square in the front and shouldn't really be a boat. But kids under the age of 15 and under 50 kilograms use this boat on lakes and lagoons to learn to sail. And what we've done is we've turned it on its head and we've said, you know what, just because you're short, square and fat, sometimes, you know, in life, people look at you and look at those kind of things and put you in a box. We're saying, no, you can shift the perceived reality, and little people, whether they're little sick children or children who are facing tough times in life, or just adults as well who are downtrodden a little bit or have a life, a curveball thrown at them, like, they can get up and don't have to be put in a box, and they can show people, like this little optimist has done over the last couple of years and raised millions of rand and painted hospitals across the Western Cape and now up in Natal, and is raising millions more rand and just inspiring kids and adults alike to actually go out there and just, you know, say, you know what, just because I'm not that good at something, or I have I'm an amputee, or I've got a heart issue, or I've had cancer, I can go on and I can still achieve amazing things.
Now, it's one thing to put a man of your size in an optimist and sail it from Hunklip to Langebaan as you did. It's quite another to take our colleague and put him in a boat the size of a bathtub. But Kino Kamis is one of the celebrities you've roped in for the boat show this weekend. And in fact, you've got 40 optimists standing by to take part in the Great Optimist Race. Tell us what's happening this weekend.
Yes, so Kino is in a boat, although he's pulling all sorts of sick cards and all sorts of whinging, and he's even put himself off air for a few days. I can see what's coming here. But no, he's a great sport. He learned to sail. He was blown away by it. And
literally,
he's sailing.
Yeah, yeah,
he was blown away. And he's been sailing with some amazing people and learning to sail for the very first time with not only a bunch of other celebrities like Honor Carstens, who's put himself in a boat, Josie Borrain, and the chief whip of the DA. I think it's John Steenhuis, and they're all racing. They're all gunning for the line. But we've actually, what it's all about is actually survivors. I've got these amazing survivors, people who've been through amazing experiences of the negative kind in their lives, and yet they've survived and they're thriving in life, and they're going to show people how to do that. And people, you know, we've got cancer patients like my brother, who's representing Cancer Dojo. We've got Kevin Wright, who's also just finished treatment of cancer. We've got Tanya Botma, who's the first double lung replacement in Africa, and just blew me away sailing 2 days ago, like living for the first time, literally, and going out onto the water for the first time. And she's going to inspire other people. We've got Adam Klopper, who's had two heart operations, and he's inspiring many, many kids around South Africa. Stroke patients sailing, Hilton Swanson, you know, just all representing their brands, representing from Clifton Life Saving to the Newborns Trust to NSRI, and raising funds for their charities as well. We've got the Two Oceans Aquarium, Mareka Musana as well, has got a beautiful little boat with little Nemos all over it, and
yeah,
she's raising money for the Two Oceans as well. So it's really a beautiful, it's going to be a beautiful day. And then the funniest thing, we've got Monwabisi Sekiwa, who is one of the founders of the Shark Spotters. He weighs 100 and I can't say something, as well as Cleve Robertson, who's the CEO of NSRI in his boat, who weighs 100 and plus.
He's a big man.
And so going to be an interesting little race.
I'm picturing boats toppling over all over the place here, Greg. All jokes aside, you've had them going through pretty intensive training. I know that you had a skipper's run through at Circuflay last weekend. I mean, are they looking ready to hit the water safely?
It will be safe.
Oh,
we have NSRI in attendance and Marine Scene. They are doing the water patrol and the water safety, so that's amazing. But I think there will be toppling. There was toppling in absolutely no wind, and there's a bit of a breeze coming tomorrow. But the race is on Saturday. The wind's due to die by well into the morning, so it's actually going to be a nice little steady breeze in the marina on Saturday. So don't worry about the wind tomorrow, everyone, and don't worry about it early and through the night on Friday. It's dropping on Saturday, especially for this amazing charity event. But these big guys, they actually, and especially the big guys, they actually need a bit of wind just to stay upright, because without wind, they just tipple over backwards.
Now, what's the target? I mean, you've mentioned fundraising. Do you have a specific figure in mind that you're hoping to get to? And if so, what is that money intended for?
Look, we've taken these optimists. We've pulled them out of garages, out of fields, out of beaches. They're all old wooden optimists that are lying around and are unused and have been there since the 70s and 80s. And we've rejuvenated them with the help of Two Oceans Marine, who've painted them, have sanded them down. And we've made these beautiful rejuvenated optimists that we're going to teach kids that have never had the opportunity to sail again. And that's the whole purpose behind this. We're starting a sailing academy for ill and needy children and kids who have not, like I said, who have not had the opportunity. And we're going to start the Little Optimist Sailing Academy, and we're going to take sailing literally to the people, and we're going to give these kids a skill, and we're going to teach them a skill, and we're going to give them a passion, something to live for. Because when I was in hospital, the kids that I met there and I still work with and meet there, they've got nothing to live for. Hospital sometimes is a better place than home, and that is a very sad reality. I'm trying to, and the Little Optimist Trust is trying to find a way of teaching these skill and having a passion. They want to get out of hospital, they want to get better, and they want to go sailing.
It's an amazing story. I mean, your own story, Greg, you've shared with us several times of those days spent lying there in a bed, initially feeling sorry for yourself, and how you turned to your side one day and saw a young kid in the bed next to you. And it was such a reality check for you about, you know, things to be grateful for in life. Is that young boy where it all began, part of this race on Saturday?
That young boy, that was him. He was 5 months old and having his second heart op at the time, and he literally changed my life, because I realized if he was fighting for his life, I had to fight very hard at age 30. He, Adam Klopper, is a legend, and he is sailing in the Great Optimist Race. He will be sailing. He's 17 years old, and he'll be leading the fleet on Saturday. It's
amazing.
Absolutely amazing. I'm getting shivers now, just like and chillblains just thinking about him sailing with us. And he's helping us raise. You asked the question. We're looking for 200,000 rand just to get the sailing academy going. People can donate at our website, littleoptimist.org, or they can choose their shark spotter, their aquarium, Mareka, or the NSRI, or the Cancer Dojo and Newborns Trust, and they can actually donate to that sailor, and then we split the funds between the two, and then we're going to set up the Sailing Academy, and then working with these people, we're going to get kids out of those charities to come back and learn to sail.
Fantastic. I do want to mention, I know we've got a lot of animal lovers in the audience, the Two Oceans Aquarium specifically are fundraising for turtle rehabilitation, aren't they?
Yes, I think that's what they split it with very kindly. You know, they're after saving turtles, and we're after saving children, and I think a lot of those are juvenile turtles that they are looking to save.
Yep.
So I think they've tied it in very nicely.
There,
and any money that you put towards and sponsor Mareka to win the race, because she's been having extra lessons and taking it very seriously, that's the aquarium. And then, the money goes to turtles and to children. So what better way to support?
I know I shouldn't ask you this, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Who are you putting your money on to win the race?
Look, it's going to be tough. You know, there's a bit of a breeze, which is nice, as I said. So the heavy guys will be happy, and the lighter ones might get blown away slightly. But I think it's going to be a very even race. But there are some people who've been putting in their time, and Mareka from the Two Oceans is one of them, and Josie Borain, watch out for her.
Well, if she can sail as well as she takes photographs, I'll back that one. Please just look after Kino for us, okay? We would like him back on Monday morning, please. I'm quite fond of my sleep in the morning, so.
I forgot about Kino. Yeah. Yes, he might be a dark horse.
Greg, it's all happening against the backdrop of the Cape Town International Boat Show.
Yes, so the boat show starts tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So pick your day, come down. Saturday is going to be a lovely day. The wind is going to drop, as I said, through the day, and by lunchtime, it's going to be very little wind in the basin. It might be blowing in parts of Cape Town, but we've spoken to all the gurus, and there won't be much wind in the basin. It's very protected in there, so it's going to be fantastic, and it's going to be 25 degrees. Sunday's a belter as well, 25 degrees, but absolutely no wind. We will be holding it on Saturday at noon. But if it really is howling, we can hold over till Sunday. And there's so many events and things happening at the boat show. So come down, bring the family. And we'll have SA Sailing down there as well. So on Friday, Saturday and Sunday, anyone can come down there and learn to sail, go out sailing with SA Sailing and come out and see all the little boats. We'll be doing little races on Saturday and Sunday. We've got Reach for Dream children coming to learn to sail on Friday, on Sunday. And we've got 9 Miles Project coming on Friday, as well as the Law Hill Sailing Academy. So we've got all these kids coming down as well. Just bring the family, come down to the boat show and have fun in Cape Town.
And we'll give you more details on the ins and outs of the boat show as one of our 5 things to do in Cape Town in the future tomorrow. Greg, it's amazing work you're doing. It's going to be loads of fun for all those who come down to watch. I hope it's not too traumatic for Kino. Thanks for looking after him in advance, and thanks for popping in to share the story with us today. May the best man or woman win on Saturday. More importantly, may lots and lots of money be raised for the Little Optimist Trust. Thanks for popping in today.
Thanks, Pippa. Thanks, Cape Talk. Thanks, Cape Town.